This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to BetQLU here on the BetQL Network, getting you ready for the college basketball weekend slate ahead. I'm John Martin, joined tonight by college basketball color analyst RJ Choppy, as always. Hey, before we get into the weekend slate, I want to tell you about the Fast Break free to play over at BetMGM. So here's how it works. Once a day, you can play the BetMGM free to play BetMGM Fast Break for a chance to win daily prizes. Play as the point guard, choose a pass to Kevin Garnett, pass to Jalen Rose, or take it in for yourself for a dunk. And if you score, you get a prize. Free-to-play promotion for BetMGM Sportsbook. BetMGM Sportsbook account holders who play our BetMGM Fast Break will have the opportunity to win a reward if they scored a basket. So there you go in the BetMGM app. All right, at this point, going to welcome in our man and producer and friend, Zach Kroll, to help us get ready for the college basketball weekend slate. We're going to do this a little differently, Zach. What do you have up your sleeve here?
Yeah, guys. So I wanted to give a shout out to my guy, Mario Harron. He spent a little bit of time EPing BetQL Daily in the morning this past week, and he came up with an idea for a little bit of a game to preview the college basketball weekend slate that I loved, and I figured we'd bring it here to BetQLU. It is called Bounce Back versus Building Block. And we know in the sport of college basketball, and when we bet this sport, it is all about the spot. And there are some spots that are bounce back, a team that is trying to bounce back, that just lost a big game. They're trying to regain some momentum. And there are other spots where a team is coming off a big win and they're trying to build on that. Marquette is just a team that comes to mind. They are playing great basketball right now, fresh off a big win over Providence. And we're going to get to them a little bit later in this segment. But I wanted to focus on three of the main games this weekend. And if we are classifying the teams playing in them as a bounce back spot or a building block spot. And the first game we will look at is a battle in the SEC. We spoke about it a little bit earlier in the first segment. We will have number 4 Tennessee going to number 14 Alabama with really the SEC championship on the line. The KenPom projection right now is Tennessee -2. The over-under projection is -168.5. And both of these teams are coming off of victories last night. We spoke about Tennessee and just how good they looked against Auburn. But also Alabama, they bounced back nicely after they lost to Kentucky over the weekend. They went into Oxford and beat Ole Miss last night. So, RJ, because it's your Vols, I'll start with you. Tennessee at Alabama. How are you feeling about this one this weekend?
Look, Alabama is one of those teams that I think this could be an absolutely massively high scoring game. Tennessee's putting up 80, 90 points a night, it seems like, when they're going well. Problem is, I don't think their offense flows as well on the road. This is absolutely a game that if they win, I think they got a real chance at a one seed. So this is obviously it's a building block game for both teams, but I mean, man, I'll tell you, like, Alabama really is one of those that they scare me. Like, I don't know what to make of them because I think on any given night, they could put 100 up against you. Like, literally on any given night, they're going to chuck the three left and right. And then if they get a shred of defense, they're tough to beat, especially in that building. Like, that's not a building that, you know, and again, Tennessee didn't play great on the road. They fell asleep against Missouri on the road. They really did. They got destroyed by A&M on the road. It's what's one scares me. That's why I think the Auburn win was so important for them, because this one's scared. They're not the greatest road team.
John?
Yeah, I see that the KenPom projection is Tennessee -2, but I'd be really, really surprised if that's what this what this winds up being. I mean, I think Alabama is going to be the favorite. I think Alabama probably should be the favorite. What you've seen a lot in college basketball this year is having to pay top dollar for these kinds of spots, right? The home team, you know, you're not getting home dogs anymore. It feels like home court advantage is like worth 6 points now in college basketball. I feel like I've laid 7.5, 8.5, 9.5. Creighton last night, perfect example. I'm like, damn, man, I got to lay, or earlier this week, excuse me, I got to lay 9.5 just to get involved with Creighton against Seton Hall. I mean, and this is a, you know, that was a revenge spot for Seton Hall. I still had to lay 9.5, you know, with Creighton, but there's a tax. There's a tax on these kinds of spots. And so, yeah, I think Alabama wins. I think they get it done at home. And I think they'll be the favorite. So a building block for Bama.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's important to realize, too, that these two teams played earlier in the season in Knoxville. Tennessee really dominated that one from start to finish, so we will see if we will have a different result here. The next game I wanted to get to is in the Big 12, and we will have Kansas fresh off a shocking loss on Tuesday night to BYU. They're ranked number 7 right now, and they will be going on the road to Waco to take on number 15 Baylor. Now, Baylor is a team that had a pretty interesting week. They played a classic game against Houston on Saturday, a heartbreaking loss in overtime. But I was pretty impressed with the way they were able to bounce back on Monday night going into Fort Worth and beating a red-hot TCU team. Now, it's also important to remember, too, that it doesn't look like Kansas is going to have Kevin McCullough in this game. The Jayhawks, they are pretty they don't have a lot of depth to begin with, and they're going to be missing one of their best players going into this one. That's not ideal. KenPom projects this right now to be Baylor -5, the over-under to be 147.5. John, I'll keep it with you. How are we betting this one?
Yeah, I like Baylor and the under, you know, for all those reasons. I mean, this Kansas team is just not nearly the same. I mean, their season really peaked when they and it was one of the best wins of the season. And I was on the wrong side of it, to be completely honest with you, when they just undressed Houston, and they just have not been the same team since then. And obviously that's a big it's influenced a lot by injury. It's the fact that Bill Self, I don't think, did a great job of constructing this roster. I mean, you're clearly hoping that Nick Timberlake, when you bring him in from Towson, and look, Nick Timberlake, I watched some Towson last year. All right. I thought Nick Timberlake was going to be a damn good player at this level, and he struggled, you know, and it's a cautionary tale when you reach down to those levels and you ask to come play in the Big 12, the SEC, the Power 5. It is very difficult to do that, and it's hard to expect the same kind of results in production. But this Baylor team was a free throw away from beating Houston, you know, last weekend. So I think this Baylor team is playing its best basketball. I think they're a team I could see, you know, making a random run that nobody's really talking about, maybe find a way to get to the Elite Eight. And I just think Kansas is reeling right now. So Baylor is the only way that I could look in this game. And I would also probably get involved with the under.
I agree. I think Baylor's the play here. Kansas is not a good road team. Like, just go down the most of their losses. Obviously, the BYU game was a home game. They lost. They lose at Tech by dang near 30. They lose at K-State. They lose at Iowa State, which is a good team, by the way. They lose at West Virginia. West Virginia isn't – I mean, they couldn't beat Air if they were playing a game against Air. That's how bad they are. UCF, they lose on the road to them. This is just not a very good road team. I am all over Baylor on this one. I don't know if they cover the 5. I definitely think Baylor wins. Wins this game. I like John's talk on the under, but I think this is a Baylor game. Baylor wins.
The Big 12. We all know it's the best league, but I think it's going to be very interesting to see how a lot of these teams end up doing in March. You just have that group of teams in the middle, like TCU and Baylor and Texas Tech. Texas has been playing really well. I don't really know if there's a team in that group that I'm looking at and saying, okay, I really think they're going to make a deep run. But I just feel like all those teams in the middle are jumbled together.
Yeah. I think, once you get past Houston, which we probably have not talked enough about, I know they're number one team in the country, but the idea that Houston comes from the AAC, okay, and in the first year kind of runs away with the Big 12. Like, the idea that Kelvin Sampson has not gotten a serious offer from another school is crazy to me. The guy, I think, you know, pound for pound is, dare I say it, the best coach in the country. I mean, I don't know who out there is doing it better than Kelvin.
I don't disagree with that. I think he's fantastic. Kelvin's got issues. I mean, look, Kelvin's been at big programs before. I mean, and he's been at OU. He's been at Indiana. But look, Houston is now a big program. He doesn't need to go anywhere. I mean, he's in the Big 12. Like, doesn't get much
That's
bigger
true.
Than that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, yeah, if Houston was still in the
I'm just saying, like he should be a blue blood, right? Like, yes. Blue blood should try to hire him, you know?
Well, yeah, if Cal quits, like, Kentucky should absolutely go get him. And I think they would. Yep. I think he's a perfect fit at Kentucky, right? I don't know that Carolina or Duke would go after him. There's a little bit of baggage, even though that baggage is from a bygone era of the sport.
No question.
Kentucky doesn't care about that. If I was Arkansas, I'd be all over him. You know, Arkansas is a program that hasn't done anything. Like, I would be all over. I think he is a fantastic coach. I just don't know that he needs to go anywhere. Maybe he loves Houston. People like Houston. I don't like you. I think Houston sucks. But
that's that Dallas-Fort Worth snobbery
that's
coming
that
out right
Fort
there.
Houston snobbery, baby. That's right. North Texas represent.
Hey, they got CJ Stroud though. All right, they're fine. They got CJ. They'll live with it, man.
That's right. That's right.
All right, the last game I wanted to hit on is in the Big East, and these are going to be two really good teams going at it on Saturday afternoon. We have number 5 Marquette. They're red hot. They've won their last 3 games in a row and also 9 of their last 10. Of course, the one game they lost during that stretch was that blowout loss at UConn a couple weeks ago, and they'll be going on the road to Creighton. They're ranked number 12 right now. They had a little bit of a disappointing loss on Sunday at St. John's, but they're another team that besides that, they've been playing great. We remember what they did to UConn on the other end of the spectrum, and they looked really good on Wednesday night against Seton Hall. Right now, the KenPom projection is Creighton -4. The over-under projection is 150.5. RJ, I'll throw it over to you. Who do you like in Marquette, Creighton?
I like Creighton in this one. If this game was in Marquette or on a neutral site, I'd probably take Marquette, but it's a home game for Creighton. I'm going to take the Blue Jays here. I they're a good team, and I also don't discount the fact that there's probably a decent chance that Marquette is looking ahead to next week where they take on UConn. So I do, you know, and I know this is not a look ahead game, and Marquette really could kill their seeding. If they wind up dropping both of these, you know, they could really kill their spot and where they are. I guess what they're on the 2 line most places now. They might drop to 3. But I think it's just a tough spot. Like, I think it's a really impossible game. You're going on the road 4 days before you take on UConn at home. It's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah, I agree. John? I agree with what RJ said about Creighton. I think Marquette is like every time they punch up, every time they try to, you know, join a different weight class in the year 2024. I know they beat Illinois early in the year. I know they beat Kansas a long time ago. They haven't done anything since 2024. Had a chance against UConn, got drilled, got run off the floor embarrassingly. Creighton is absolutely peaking. I mean, they look like a team that's going to do it again. They're going to go to the Elite Eight again, and maybe this time they get a little bit better luck and find a way to get to the Final Four. And I've been very down on this Creighton team at times, but Ashworth has finally settled in and is making it feels like 80% of his threes. You know, Trey Alexander, we know, is the initiator of the offense. Kongbrenner is a matchup nightmare. I just feel like this Creighton team is playing its best basketball right now, and I just don't really believe in Marquette. I never have. So I like – and plus, Creighton owes them. So give me Creighton at home all day.
One last thought on the Big East before we get out of here. This conference just has a ridiculous amount of bubble teams right now. You have teams like St. John's and Seton Hall and Providence and Villanova really all fighting for tournament bids. Is there any team in that group we look at and we'll pick out and say, okay, I like them the most to separate and make a big run into March? Is there anyone that stands out?
Not really for me. I mean, UConn and Creighton are the ones for me. Everybody else is for my money a non-factor. I just feel like we talk too much about the Big East as a sport.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. We do talk too much about them. I mean, they're given so many advantages. I mean, look, I get it. It's the Big East tournament's fun. I love the setup, the backdrop of the Garden. It's fantastic. That aspect of it is great. But I mean, you know, once the ACC came in there and pillaged half the teams, I mean, it just became a different, you know, Jay Wright's gone. Villanova's not Villanova anymore. And it's just, it's not the same as it used to be. There was a time where it was the best. And that tournament was massive. I mean, it had, 16 teams in it. And every single one of them felt like they could actually win the thing, except for maybe Rutgers. But different era. It's gone now, man. It's gone.
Yep. So anyway, yeah, good stuff, Zach. Appreciate you joining in, jumping in, and helping us look ahead to the weekend. Should be – look, we only got, two more of these? Two more of these in the regular season, and then it is – It is postseason time, baby. So I'm ready for it. I think a lot of teams are ready for it, RJ. But there's still a few intriguing matchups before we get to conference tournament play. All right, we'll come back, and as we look ahead, continue to look ahead to the postseason and this weekend, get into one of the sneakiest leagues, the sneakiest fun leagues of the season. That's the Mountain West, or as I like to call it, the Mountain Best. Do that when we come back. You're watching BetQL. You're on the BetQL Network. Back after this.